The conversation about infrastructure is being held across this country, there's no question. In Michigan, Governor Whitmer rode to her win in 2018 on the slogan of fix the damn roads. But a lot more reporting lately. I saw a great article on Great Lakes News that you can fix the damn roads, but not if you don't have the people to do it. If your skilled labor set, if your tradespeople are not in big enough numbers, you could have real problems. Joining me now for the Michigan Chamber Business Brief, Rich Studley, for the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. Rich, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
Infrastructure. I mean, everybody's talking about it. No place more than Michigan because it's what got the governor elected. Pretty much that was the defining issue of the campaign in 2018. And yet you look around and you say, we sent all of these people to college. You've got all of these things out there for kids to do this or that. But when it comes to the trades, when it comes to people that want to work concrete or construction or heavy construction or run big machinery, it seems that maybe we have a problem. What do you see and what do you think?
There is a challenge across our state with matching job openings with skills. And in some industries, including construction, workers, like the rest of our state, are growing older. So there is a need to recruit young people to help them understand that you can have a job that supports your family in the building and construction trades. There are great opportunities there for Michiganders. We also have a very strong construction industry. So at the Michigan Chamber, we're confident that if the legislature approves a multi-year funding plan, that Michigan's construction industry will be able to gear up and handle the job. Could that happen overnight? No. That's why I think the legislature and the governor are looking at a multi-year approach. Sadly, as you mentioned earlier, the main problem is that Congress and the president have not acted. So across the country, governors and state legislative leaders are having to take action at the state and local level to fix our crumbling roads and bridges.
No question about that. And you look at the demands for roads and bridges. Some reports that I've read is that Michigan will have to try to attract construction companies from out of state, which is unfortunate for a state like Michigan. We need the jobs here. If the companies were based here, the money would stay here. But, you know, you do what you have to do. Those companies will grow and adapt. I'm sure you're right about that. But we might see an influx of out-of-state companies to help us do the work that's desperately needed.
That's a possibility, Steve, but I think it's even more likely that with a solid multi-year plan, Michigan's construction industry will gear up. When road funding declined a few years ago, there are a lot of great Michigan companies that are still headquartered here that moved their equipment and their employees to other states to keep them working. So I think the opposite can also be true. Those companies will come home when they see the governor and the legislature commit to a multi-year plan to fix the damn roads. Yeah. That was an effective campaign message because it rings true
with everybody.
Many of our communities, local roads and local streets are crumbling.
Sure. All right, so then it comes back to the basic question of where do we get the money? The governor had originally suggested the idea of a 45-cent gas tax increase. That didn't sit well with a lot of folks, but a gas tax increase of some sort, I think, will certainly be part of the mix to get the funding needed. We're talking about billions of dollars, and the plan will take 10 to 15 years to fully implement, according to the governor and all others. Where does the money come from, and where are we?
When you boil it all down, it's a $60 billion budget for state government. That budget needs to be enacted on or before October 1st. We're optimistic that that will happen. There are basically only three or four choices. One is to reprioritize state spending. At the Michigan Chamber, we support reprioritizing state spending. There are areas of state government where we can be more efficient and more effective. Another option is new revenue. We believe there is a need for additional new revenue. That's why the Michigan Chamber is open to a reasonable increase in motor fuel taxes. We prefer user fees because they can't be hijacked. They can't be raised to fix the roads and then spent on another purpose. Another important factor is efficiency and effectiveness, especially in the House. Members have been looking at efficiency and effectiveness. That's also been a focus in the Senate. One thing that we think is very important, if there is an increase in funding to fix the roads, no new money should go to counties unless they have stopped providing retiree health care and retiree pension benefits that are simply not available in the private sector. So that's a key factor in terms of efficiency and effectiveness. If there's an increase in motor fuel taxes to fix the roads, we want that revenue to go to fixing the roads instead of padding pensions.
Rich Studley here, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I think taxpayers are willing to pay more, provided they do exactly what you just pointed out, Rich, and that is nobody can come steal from the piggy bank. If the piggy bank is for fixing roads and bridges and revitalizing Michigan infrastructure, people will pay more for that. But if they think the money is going to get taken away and put here and there for other pet projects, it makes people pretty angry.
I share your concern, Steve, and that's why we were encouraged. The governor, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, and Speaker Chatfield met last Friday to talk about this issue. They're starting to focus on the range of spending that would be necessary. We think that somewhere in the range of $1.5 billion to $2.5 billion is the right approach. And I'm confident that they will hammer out the details for a good package that encourages reallocating current spending, some new revenue, and more efficiency and effectiveness. If they can reach those three goals, that would be a good compromise, a good step forward that I think would produce measurable results in an efficient and effective way.
All right, Rich Studley, greatly appreciate you being here, President and CEO. From the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, it is the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Rich, we'll talk again. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. We'll keep rolling forward.
There you go. I hope so, and I hope we get these roads fixed. That really is an important consideration for everyone, not just here but across the country. Infrastructure has been neglected for an awfully long time, and we're trying to get it addressed here. Quick break and some final thoughts for hour number two before we head into hour number three. Don't go anywhere.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.